Krisis, Perikei, Mishnah Dalet 5-4. The next five Mishnayos are all going to be built the same exact way. We're going to have two pieces of food of different halachic statuses. And then we're going to have case A, case B, and case C in each of these Mishnayos. Case A will be where Reuven ate one of the pieces and doesn't know which one he ate. Case B will be where Reuven ate both of the pieces. And case C will be where Reuven ate one piece and Shimon ate the other piece. And then we're going to go through the Shitas and the Tanaim, what happens next. So the first case here is chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel kodesh. You have two pieces of, let's say, meat. One is chulin meat, meaning there's no problem to eat it at all. It's just regular kosher meat. And the other one is kodesh, meaning it's hektish status, and therefore one who ate that would be liable to bring the asham me'ilos. You recall from the previous Mishnah, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're mistapek, you're not sure whether or not you have to bring an asham me'ilos, then you bring an asham talui. Okay, according to the chachamim and the halacha, no, you only bring an asham talui for scenarios where you may be chayav to bring an chatas. Okay, but that's the point of departure on our Mishnah. Just remember, in all these cases, when we're talking about bringing chatalos and ashamos, we're talking about scenarios where a person did the avera bishogeg. If a person knew what he was doing, then he wouldn't be eligible for bringing a korban, a chatas. And therefore, all these cases are scenarios where the person doing the eating thought it was kosher, permitted food. So again, here we go. Case, the setup for Mishnah Dalet here is as follows. Chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel kodesh, one piece of regular kosher meat, and the second piece that is kodesh, meaning that one may not eat it under penalty of bringing of me'ila. And Reuven, A, B, and C. So case A is that Reuven, achal achas mehen ve'eni yadua, eiz mehen achal. Reuven ate one of the two pieces, but doesn't know which one he ate. So maybe he did nothing wrong, and maybe he did me'ila. So says the Mishnah, Pator, he's exempt, because the Tanakhama holds like the Chacham, which is, if you don't know for certain that you did me'ila, you don't have to do anything at all. And Rabbi Akiva, Machayev ba'asham tali. Rabbi Akiva says no, like it's in the previous Mishnah. If you maybe are chayev to bring an asham me'ilos, and maybe not, then you bring an asham tali in its place. So that's case A. Now case B is achal esashnia. Reuven goes and eats now the second piece. Again, not knowing that there's a problem with any issur on the table. He just ate one, and he ate the second. So now, of course, since we know for sure he ate kodesh food, he ate hekdesh, therefore he did me'ila, therefore, mevi asham vadai. He brings an asham vadai and asham me'ilos. Straightforward enough. Case number C is Reuven and Shimon each eat one of the pieces. Achal echad es harishona uva acher uva achal es hashnia. So Reuven eats one of the pieces, Shimon eats the second piece, but neither one knows which piece they ate, meaning maybe Reuven did me'ila and maybe he didn't. Did nothing wrong. And the same goes for Shimon. So, Zeme Vyasham Tali, Vzeme Vyasham Tali, Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, listen, each one is in the scenario where he may or may not have done Me'ila, and therefore the requirement is to bring an Asham Tali in the meantime. Tanakhama doesn't speak up here, but the Tanakhama holds this would be the same as the first case, really, case A, meaning both Reuven and Shimon may or may not have done anything wrong, and therefore they don't do anything at all. That's the halacha. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, wait a second. We have Reuven and Shimon. One of these two guys definitely ate the Kodesh food, and therefore one of them did Me'ila. I don't know which one it was, but between the two of them, we know someone's Chayiv. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, Shnei Mevi'in Asham Echad. They should bring an Asham between the two of them. So in other words, they'd buy the ram for the Asham together, and they would bring it with a condition. And Reuven would say, if I'm the one who ate the Kodesh, then this is my Asham Me'ilo Saton for me. And Shimon would say, and if it's not, then I relinquish ownership. It could be Shimon's. And Shimon says the same thing. So then they'll be Yotzi, their Asham Vade between the two of them because they know they have to do it. Now Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says what you probably are thinking along, which is, wait a second. Ein shnai mevi an Asham Echad. There's no such thing as bringing an Asham and soyan al Chatas if you don't know the particular sin for which you did. We established that in the past. And therefore, even though we know that between the two of them, they did an Aver of Mila, neither one knows for certain they did it. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, that neither one can bring, they can't bring an asham vadai, and they don't even have to bring an asham tali, bring nothing at all. That'll be the halacha.